Adam is shooting. Listen.
There's a famous machlokes, Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanon hold that you could daven mincha even after plagiat mincha, and Rabbi Yehuda hold that you could only daven mincha till plagiat mincha. The Gemara says the machlokes is according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could only daven mincha till plagiat mincha because the tomet shall be nevraim, you could only bring till plagiat. According to Rabbanon, you could daven mincha after plagiat because the kolman tomet could be brought after plagiat. So the Gemara says that who do we pass the mic? Sorry?
Was it not?
No, it was in Halacha, when can it be brought?
Was it brought before after the night or was it not? Nobody knows.
No.
Can't be the word, no. Okay.
So that's the machlech, from the Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara brings two stories. One story the Gemara brings is that Rav Tzori Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, Rav Davin's married Friday night, or Friday. And from that the Gemara brings a raya that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara then carries on and brings another story with Rav Huna, he davened only by Nacht. Therefore says the Gemara, we don't have to pass the night. Hilkoch says the Gemara, Kundalayit Mahilsa, Le Kamar. Then the halacha is that the Ovid Kamar Ovid, or the Ovid Kamar Ovid, do what you want. Could do what you want. That's what the Gemara says. It's probably the only time in Shas where the Gemara says that you could do what you want. So, since the Gemara says you could do what you want, so we'll soon see what does that mean, you could do what you want. So it comes out from here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could have a marif after pluck. Rabbi Netam says that according to that, you could have a marav after plag, for the same reason you could have a marav after plag, you could say Krishma after Nacht. Memela, you could have say Krishma Shalavis after plag, and you'd be Yotza the mitzvah of Krishma Shalavis, even after Nacht, even after plag, and you don't have to wait for Nacht. Yeah? Oh. That's what Rabbi Netam holds. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass Kanada. Pashas, the Shulchan Aruch does not go with that. We pass Kanada, you have to say Krishma after that. So, there's one halacha that's Negea over here that Rabbi Yehuda says that even we let it go with Rabbi Yehuda and we say, Yidava Marav after Plak. So, what do? You say Yidava Marav, you say Marav Arabim, Avatsayinam, and you say Krishma. What are you going to do when you say Krishma? Are you going to be mechavan to be yotza the mitzvah of Krishma? Or not? Says Rabbi Yehuda, don't be mechavan to be yotza. Don't be mechavan to be yotza. And it's brought down, Mishnah Berurah also says that. He says on this halacha, he says, davamaravili, no problem, but we don't pass the Rabbi Netan. You have to say Krishma after Nacht. And therefore, when you say Krishma earlier, after Prague, don't be mechavan to be yotza. What's the problem to be mechavan to be yotza? So the place can say the problem is, because if you say Krishma, shaloi bizman Krishma, before the time is reached to say Krishma, and you mechavan to be yotza, yoivan bal toisif. Yoivan isa daraita. So people come to Marav, they have a Marav early, and they say Krishma, and they be mechavan lazoi, like the davening after Nacht, to be oivan isa daraita bal toisif. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, don't be mechavan to be yotza. Because by doing that, since we don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, you'll be over on Yisrael Baal Tosif.
Baal Tosif of what?
Because
you say Shema.
You can say Krishma as many times as you want. But if you Yosef and use a man to Krishma, then it's Baal Tosif. It's like sleeping in the sukkah on today. And you mechavan to be yotza the mitzvah sukkah. Then you've been adding on to the mitzvah sukkah is to sit in the sukkah for 7 days, and you're sitting on an extra day.
I think
it's tonight. Sorry? Oh. Says the Shatzion, the Prima Godam says you should make it tonight. Says the Shatzion, I didn't say that you should make it tonight. Do you know why? He says, because the Gaon says that we don't paskin Rabbi Netam at all. It's nidchal alocha, it's a das yichidah, we don't paskin at all. You don't even have to make it tonight. There's no tzad in the world that we paskin at. Meir says the Shatzion stung me mechametz biyot. Harari said that the Mishnah Berurah, somewhere else, does rely on Rabbi Natan. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, are you allowed to eat half an hour before Nacht? Normally the halach is that half an hour before Nacht, half an hour before mitzvah comes along, you're not allowed to start. So therefore, half an hour before Nacht, since the Zman Krishna is by Nacht, so half an hour before you're not allowed to start. So says the Mishnah Berurah, but what happens if you read the Dhamma Maravedi? Dhamma Maravedi already. So you've said Krishna, says the Mishnah Berurah, you can rely on that you've read the Biyotah Krishna, and therefore you can start a Sodah. You can start a Sodah half an hour before, says the Mishnah Berurah. You can't start a Sodah after that. After that, you can't start a Sodah. But if within half an hour before, then you could start a Sodah because you can rely on the Krishna that you said before. So you see over here, the Mishnah Berurah is relying on Rabbi Natan. And Misacheni, a few lines earlier, he said, no, we don't pass the Rabbi Natan at all. A bit of a stira in the Mishnah. Al-Kabonim, so we said that Machlekes Rabbonim and Rabbi Huda, when is the Zman Mincha, when is the safe Zman Mincha, according to Rabbonim, you could have it even after Pelag, and according to Rabbi Huda, you could only have a Mincha till Pelag. So the Gemara says, since we don't pass them like Rabbonim, Rabbi Huda, there's no halacha, the Gemara doesn't say who the halacha is like, so the Ma'avid Kamal, the other Kamal. So here there's a machlok to Rishonim. What does it mean you could do what you want? Some Rishonim hold, the Madcha says, no, you could do what you want means every day you could choose what to do. One day you could have a mincha after Pelag, and the next day you'd have a marav after Pelag. No problem. Every day you could choose what to do. But on the same day to have a mincha and marav after Pelag, that you can't do. That's mamash atar to the sasra. Because Mamashach, on that day, is it Zman Milch or Zman Marif? So that you can't do. But every day you could choose to do what you want. That's what the Mamashach wants. However, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. The Rosh says that no. The Rosh of the Shulchan Aruch is that you've got to choose the Asikna. The Gemara ends off, the Ovid Kamavid, Vuhu Sheyase Lo'oilam Kechabinayu. You've got to do forever, only like one. That means you've got to choose in your life how you want to do it. You want to be a Rabbi Hudayid or a Rabbanan Yid? Are you going to daven Mincha before Pelag, Marav after Pelag? Which means then you can never ever daven Mincha after Pelag because you decided you do like Rabbi Huda. Or no, you decide to go like Rabbanan and you daven Mincha even after Pelag, but then there's no Marav after Pelag. So you have to choose which way you want to go. That's what the Shulchan Aruch patterns like the Rosh, that you've got to choose. Oh, so we're going to come to that. So what happens to Shabbos? So the truth is, L'chayr Shabbos should be no different. Well, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a raya that we pass in light Rabbi Huda, from the fact that Rav, Tzoli Yishol Shabbos, V'Erev Shabbos, Rav, Davon's Ma'ariv Friday night, on Erev Shabbos, and from that the Gemara brings a raya that we pass in like Rabbi Huda. If you're going to tell me that Friday night is different, then what's the raya that Allah is like Rabbi Huda? And that's what most Rishonim take on, that Friday night is no different than any other night. Why should it be different? Mimela, if you want to dab a marriage Friday night, sorry, you've got to wait till 10 to 11 at night, and then you can have a marriage even Friday night. However, says the Mogadav, that there's two Rishonim that say that Friday night is different. How he gets around the Gemara, I'm not going to go into now, but he gets around the Gemara, so he makes some cheshbon in the Gemara, how it's going to fit. Friday night is different. Well, why should Friday night be different? Says Mogad Avraham, Friday night is different because there's a mitzvah, l'hoisef michoel ha'lakoydesh. So therefore, even on a normal night, d'amamar b'nach, but here you've got to be moisef from Friday onto Shabbos, bring in Shabbos early, so therefore you could have a marav early, and by that, bring in Shabbos in. Reason number two, he says, that why, what mincha, marav, what is marav, the tefillah of marav, all the tefillahs are connected to korbanos. Shachris is connected to Tomash HaShachar, mincha is connected to Tomash HaBen HaBayim, so what's marav? Marav is connected to the hektoras ivorim ve'imurim of all the korbanos brought on that day. Therefore says the Magen Avraham, though the korbanos that are brought on Friday need to be brought up on Friday. You can't do hekta chalavim, the evarim of the Friday's korbanos on Shabbos. So we can't do a melacha on Shabbos. for Friday's Korbanos, the Korbanos of Shabbos, you could bring up of Shabbos. You can't bring up Friday's Korbanos on Shabbos. So therefore, the Hek, the Chalom, and the Yivarim of Friday's Korbanos are going to be brought up when? On Friday. Before Shkia, before now. So therefore, since the Hek, the Chalom, and the Yivarim is done then, oh, for that same price, you could have a Mariv early, because it's connected. It's connected to Hek, the Chalom, and the Yivarim. Maybe that's why Shabbos is different. So even though on a normal day, let's say you want to daven mincha after Pelag, you want to do like the Rabbanon, daven mincha after Pelag, but on Friday night, you could daven Maariv after Pelag, and there's no problem, it's not a tie to the Sasra. So that is, if you're davening, either you go like Rabbi Yehuda, or you on Friday night, you daven by Pelag. Do mincha before Pelag, and Maariv after Pelag. But what about to daven mincha before Shkia and Mariv after Shkia? Because we don't find anywhere that Shkia is going to be. Who said that Shkia is a splitting point? Plag, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a cut-off point. Mincha before, Mariv after. Shkia, who told you ever that Shkia is a cut-off point for Mincha and Mariv? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Mishnah Berurah brings down that in Hilchos Shabbos, that the Derech HaChaim says that on Friday night you could do Mincha and Mariv both after Pelag, before Shkia. It means you can have Mincha and Mariv after Pelag before Shkia. And the Be'alocha, he goes wild. How could he do such a thing? He started the Sasra. So the Derech HaChaim himself says some people do it every day. So Friday night, you can do it. And the halacha says, who said you could do it every day? It's tarta de sasra to daven mincha and ma'ariv after nach, after plag, before shkia. How can you do that? So there's no hetzer to do it on Friday night. Says the halacha, okay, do you know what? If you want to do it, do mincha before shkia and ma'ariv after shkia. And that, says the halacha, if you want to do that, you could do it, but only b'shas atcha gobel if it's possible. B'shas atcha gobel, it says. But what's that pshat? Why is Shkia going to be a splitting point? So really you have to know, we have to start a bit earlier. There's a big machlokes that Achronim, how to work out the hours of the day. When do the hours of the day, when we talk about, let's say Krishna, you could say Krishna till 3 hours of the day. Sosavan Tfilas, 4 hours of the day. What's 3 hours and what's 4 hours? Right, we know the 3 hours, 4 hours are not 60-minute hours. They're Shoy Zemanias. Now the Shoy Zemanias, how do you work them out? When do you start your day and when do you end your day? So according to the Morgan Avram holds, you start your day at Alois HaShachar, which now is about 1:06, 1:10, 1:10, whenever it is, from Alois HaShachar, and the end of the day is Nacht. And you take that span of time, split it into 12, and a 12th of that is an hour. That's what the Morgan Avram holds. According to the Gaon holds, like you start from net and you go to Shkia and you split that into 12, and one of those is hour. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda says that you could only daven mincha ad plag hamincha. Ad plag hamincha. And the Gemara discusses, what does it mean ad plag hamincha? Does it mean till ad v'loy ad bichlal, only till plag hamincha? Or does it mean ad v'ad bichlal? Right? Plag hamincha is half the mincha. It means mincha ketan is 9.5 hours of the day. 9.5 till 12, you've got 2.5 hours. Split that into 2, 1.25, so 10.75 hours in the day is plag mincha. Right? You split that the day into 12, 10.75 hours into the day is plag mincha. So that depends on the 10.75 hours. You look on the calendar, there's 2 plag mincha's. One's the Morgan Avraham, and one's the God. So you've got to know this plag of mincha, according to the Morgan Avraham and the Gaon, is a different type. So says the Gemara, when is this ad? When the Gemara says ad plag, when Rabbi Yehuda says ad plag of mincha, what does that mean? It doesn't mean ad, beloy ad bichlal, it means till plag of mincha, 10.75 hours in the day. Or does ad plag of mincha means ad v'ad bichlal, means till the end of the day, it means to hour 12. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, have you got sad to tell me that means ad v'ad bichlal? It can't mean ad v'ad bichlal, because if it's ad v'ad bichlal, then what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, they're both saying the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda holds ad Chag HaMincha, Av'ad B'Khlal, means to the end of the day. And Rabbanan also hold like that. So what's the Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rabbanan? Therefore says the Gemara, you've got to say that Av'ad B'Khlal HaMincha means Ad. Ad, V'lo Yad B'Khlal, which means you can only have a Mincha till 10 and 3/4 hours in the day. Now, when the Gemara said that if it means Ad, V'ad B'Khlal, the Gemara says Rav Yehuda, Hayna Rabbanan. Right, so come to Rav Yehuda, you could only, if according to that tzad, the Ad B'Khlal, you could have a mincha till the end of the day. Now, when's the end of the day? So, got to work out when the end of the day is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the end of the, according to the Gaon, the end of the day is hour 12. Right? Look at the end of the day, if what we're talking about is hour 12. So, according to the Gaon, the end of the day is at Shkia, because that's where the 12 hours go to. At Shkia. So according to the Vilna Gaon, you could only dab a mincha till Shkia. Because like the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could only dab a mincha till Shkia. If at the Abichlal, the Gemara says, on that, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rabbanon. So according to the Rabbanon, you could only dab a mincha till Shkia. However, according to the Magen Avraham, that hour 12 goes right up until Necht. So the Gemara is, you could dab a mincha right up until Necht. So the machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Gaon will come out. A machlokes till when can he have a mincha? Can he have a mincha only till Shkia? I'll come to the Gaon, you can only have a mincha till Shkia. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is fire for that tzad. You can only have a mincha till Shkia. I'll come to the Magen Avraham. So you got plenty of time. You can have a mincha right up till New Year, till night. Oh. So come to the Gaon, you can only have a mincha till Shkia. Till Shkia. Okay, now after Shkia, when can he dab a Maariv? Can he dab a Maariv right away at Shkia? Because that's the turning point. You could only dab a Mincha till Shkia. And now maybe we're going to say the turning point, you could dab a Maariv, is right after Shkia. Or do we say no? Mincha till Shkia. Now there's a break. Maariv is only after Nacht. So the Mishnah Berurah holds that, no, you got a break. Mincha you could dab till Shkia. After Shkia there's no Mincha. Maariv, you have to wait till Necht. However, the Minchas Kohen, he says, no. Like according to the Rabbi Yehuda holds you daven Mincha till Plag, you don't have to wait to daven Maariv till Necht. You could daven straight after, when the Sof's the man Mincha is, you daven straight away Maariv. So the same thing that applies according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, you daven Mincha till Shkia. And therefore, what's the Sof's the man Mincha? You daven right away Maariv.
After Shkia.
After Shkia, you daven Maariv. Therefore, you can have a case, according to this, that Shkia is going to be your deciding point, that you could daven Mincha before, and you could daven Maariv after. And the reason why the Mishnah Berurah is very unhappy with this is because he holds that you can't daven Maariv until Necht. Since you can't daven Maariv all the way till only after Necht, he says, maybe you're going to be able to daven Maariv after Shkia.
That's why on Friday night.